RCEs, Mr. Kelpie and Mr. Neely, and the University of Ulster have already drawn an initial analysis and an initial response to the challenges, the opportunities, for example, that Brexit presents to us in the Donegal, Strabane and Derry City Council areas.
And indeed we spoke to Seamus Neely about that earlier this week, and he said that with proper planning, Donegal and the region and the North West can in fact get the same level of growth that had been predicted before Brexit became an issue, and that's why this particular launch today is crucial.
This launch today is crucial, and how often we respond, not with whims and not with fancy ideas, but with evidence-based information that the North West can. The North West is ready to progress. We have 60,000 pupils presently at second level. We do need expansion and development with the Ulster University in Derry City. We have the LYIT. We have the potential. That's evidence-based. These are the types of arguments that we must provide now, and we must respond to the many questions that will be in the NPF to say, North West and the North West City region, we are ready for development, and we have the evidence to show that.
You're heavily involved in the Northern and Western Regional Assembly. You're also chair of its development group, and that puts you in a position to exert some influence over the responses that come and go toward this particular document. You'll be hoping that there will be a heavy North West input into the final product.
Very much so. The Derry, Strabane, Donegal, the Letterkenny, Strabane, Derry City, we are together in this. I spoke recently with my colleagues in Monaghan. This region, of course, we're on about my A5, N2, that opens up a region. The A6 opens up a region. And in my role as chair of the Northwest Regional, I will certainly be pursuing and pushing this over the next year.